Now, as a hammer thrower, I don't just throw the hammer when I'm training for the hammer. And I want to connect with you on this from a swimming point of view. There are many drills and certain exercises where you don't actually throw the hammer. Like one of them is going up and down along a line in a track and field, like holding a sledgehammer. You just spin around in circles and work on your footwork. So throwing the hammer is fun, but you can't just throw the hammer and expect to improve and get really good. So, what are some of the things that you have to do as a swimmer besides just swimming?
Yeah, well, swimming has become extremely advanced and more professional. The amount of training that goes into an ultimate performance, in and outside of the pool, as you were saying. So, strength and conditioning has become a massive component. Flexibility is crucial. Mobility to attain the right kind of positions and technique while you're swimming to be as efficient as possible in the water. And ideal body composition is crucial. As with a lot of sports, swimming, you're working through water and not just air. So overcoming drag and all those things and really achieving the ideal body composition. And this is something I've really focused on now as I've become more experienced and knowledgeable as an athlete over the years in, just really fine-tuning all aspects. So I would say definitely the training outside of the pool is having a lot bigger influence, but the base of the work, as with anything, is all the years of developing technique and skills in the water and the aerobic capacity, which sets you up for ultimately adding in and the extras. Like I'm in the fortunate position now to get more out of strength and power and those things because I have the base from years of training.